Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, February 11th, 2021. I'm Rich Garofalino. MasterCard plans to support select cryptocurrencies on its payment network later this year. Criteria for supported cryptocurrencies include offering the same level of security people have come to expect in their credit cards, supporting strict compliance measures, and adhering to local laws and regulations. Facebook announced it will test reducing the distribution of political content in its news feeds, trialing several ways of ranking political content and monitoring what effect the different approaches have. A small percentage of people will experience the test in Brazil, Canada, Indonesia, and the U.S. Security researcher Alec Bearson found a vulnerability in the open-source supply chain that allowed him to run code on servers of over 30 large companies, including Microsoft, Apple, and PayPal. Bearson discovered that package manifests used by these companies often include the names of private packages not in open-source repositories. Bearson created identically named packages in the public repositories that contained malware, which were then downstreamed and installed by the organizations. Microsoft will release the Surface Duo in the UK, France, Germany, and Canada on February 18th. The US price for the device is also dropping to $999. It'll be priced at £1,349 in the UK and €1,549 elsewhere. The Biden administration asked a federal judge in Washington to put a hold on litigation over a ban on TikTok. As part of the filing, the administration said it plans to conduct an evaluation of the underlying record justifying these prohibitions, eliminating the need for the court to review it. Uber's Q4 earnings showed its mobility gross bookings, which include ride-hailing, were down 50% of the year to $6.79 billion, but its delivery gross bookings increased 150% in the year to $10.05 billion, although ride-hailing revenue did surpass its delivery business for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic started. Overall, for 2020, Uber narrowed its net loss 20% of the year to $6.77 billion. Some users reported that logging into the latest version of the Gmail iOS app showed a security warning from Google that this app is out of date. Google subsequently issued a server-side update to remove the warning, but the iOS Gmail app has not been updated since December 1st, with Google last saying on January 5th it was working to update its entire app catalog to include Apple's app privacy labels. The Financial Times' sources say Microsoft approached Pinterest with a bid to acquire the company in recent months, although talks are currently not active. It's unknown what Microsoft offered for Pinterest, but the company's current market cap sits at $51 billion. According to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection annual report, the agency used facial recognition systems on 23 million people at airports, seaports, and pedestrian crossings at over 30 points of entry across the U.S. in 2020, up 21% from 2019. These systems are designed to spot individuals using false identities to enter the U.S. and identified less than 100 new pedestrian imposters and zero at airports in the year. NASA announced a pilot program to provide Fitbits to 1,000 employees, including 150 astronauts, to help detect early symptoms of COVID-19. This pilot will supplement existing prevention efforts and provide access to a daily check-in app to log potential symptoms, body temperature, and other health metrics. The New York Times' sources say Facebook is developing an audio chat product similar to Clubhouse. The product is currently in the earliest stages of development, with the sources saying the name and direction of the project could change over time. Toyota announced it will debut three electrified versions of its vehicles in the U.S. this year. While it did not reveal the exact models, two will be all-electric vehicles, and one will be a plug-in hybrid. And finally, Slack confirmed that it sent emails out to a subset of Android users to reset their passwords after it discovered the app was accidentally logging credentials in plain text. Slack said users who received the email should also clear out the app's data on device to fully clear the logs. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.